Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A CEO for All Seasons, Mastering the Cycles of Leadership by Carolyn Dewar explores a practical idea that many leaders sense but rarely name clearly. The CEO role is cyclical, not static. Rather than treating leadership as a single set of evergreen traits, the book focuses on how different phases of a company and different moments in a leader's tenure demand different priorities, behaviors, and decision rhythms. Dewar, known publicly for her work advising senior executives, frames CEO effectiveness as the ability to recognize what season the organization is in and to respond with the right operating cadence. The book emphasizes clear choices about what to start, what to stop, and what to sustain, while also balancing near-term performance with long-term capability building. It also addresses the human side of the job, aligning a top team, communicating change without confusion, and staying resilient through ambiguity. The result is a leadership playbook aimed at helping CEOs and aspiring CEOs reduce preventable mistakes and lead with steadier impact across shifting conditions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seeing leadership as seasons rather than a single job description, a core theme is that CEO work changes meaningfully over time, even when the title stays the same. The book encourages leaders to move away from one-size-fits-all leadership ideals and toward accurate diagnosis of context. A company may be in a building season, a scaling season, a reinvention season, or a stabilization season. External factors such as competitive intensity, technology shifts, regulation, capital markets, or macroeconomic volatility can also push the organization into a new phase. Dewar's approach highlights that misfit between context and leadership posture creates predictable failure modes, overinvesting in growth when fundamentals are weak, optimizing for efficiency while innovation stalls, or pursuing transformation without the operating backbone to absorb it. By naming seasons, leaders gain a shared language to align the board and top team on what matters most now. That clarity supports better prioritization, clearer trade-offs, and more coherent communication to the broader organization. The practical takeaway is that CEOs should continually ask, "What season are we in? What season is coming next? And what must change in my agenda and in our leadership system to match that reality?" Secondly, building an agenda that matches the cycle of the business, the book emphasizes that CEO time is the scarcest resource in the enterprise, so the agenda must be deliberately designed. In different seasons, the CEO should allocate time differently across strategy, execution, people, capital allocation, and external stakeholders. In a growth phase, the agenda may need to emphasize product and market choices, hiring, and repeatable operating models. In a turnaround or stabilization phase, the agenda may shift toward cash discipline, performance management, and rapid decision loops. Dewar's framing pushes leaders to translate the season diagnosis into a small set of outcomes, a handful of metrics that indicate real progress, and a cadence for reviews that keeps the organization honest. Another recurring point is the importance of sequencing. Some initiatives create capacity for later wins, while others should wait until the organization can absorb them. The agenda also needs explicit stop-doing decisions to prevent initiative overload. By clarifying what is not being prioritized, the CEO reduces confusion, protects focus, and increases the odds that the leadership team can execute. The end goal is an agenda that is simple enough to communicate yet robust enough to guide daily trade-offs. Thirdly, aligning the top team to execute through transitions, leadership cycles put pressure on the senior team because different seasons require different capabilities and working dynamics. The book highlights the CEO's role as architect of a team that can both debate well and act decisively. Alignment is not just agreement on strategy, it is shared understanding of priorities, decision rights, and how conflicts will be surfaced and resolved. In many organizations, the shift from one season to another reveals hidden fractures, leaders optimizing for their own functions, legacy loyalties, or mismatched expectations about speed and risk. Dewar's seasonal lens implies that CEOs must reassess whether the current team is built for the next phase, not only the current one. That may involve redefining roles, upgrading critical positions, or changing how the team operates through meeting cadences and information flow. The book also underscores the importance of creating psychological safety for frank discussion while maintaining accountability for outcomes. When transitions are handled well, the top team becomes a force multiplier, modeling clarity and cohesion for the rest of the company. When handled poorly, even strong strategies fail due to misaligned execution and inconsistent messaging. Fourthly, making decisions with the right pace, rigor, and trade-offs, another major topic is decision-making as a skill that must adapt to the organization's season. In some periods, speed is essential and the cost of delay is higher than the cost of imperfection. In others, rigor and stakeholder management matter more because decisions are harder to reverse. The book's overall message is that CEOs should explicitly design decision processes rather than letting them default to habit. That includes defining which decisions are reversible versus irreversible, clarifying who owns recommendations and who holds the final call, and ensuring that data and dissent are surfaced early. Dewar's leadership cycle framing also suggests that trade-offs shift over time: growth versus margin, innovation versus operational stability, centralization versus empowerment, and short-term performance versus capability building. By addressing trade-offs openly, the CEO avoids the common trap of trying to satisfy incompatible goals simultaneously. The book likely encourages CEOs to communicate the logic behind decisions, so teams understand not only what was chosen, but why. Over time, consistent decision principles create trust, reduce politics, and allow the organization to move faster with less friction. Lastly, leading the human system, narrative, resilience, and personal effectiveness beyond strategy and operations, the book pays attention to the human realities of CEO life. Seasonal transitions can generate uncertainty, rumor, and fatigue, so the CEO must provide a credible narrative that connects current actions to future outcomes. That narrative is not marketing language. It is an explanation that helps people make sense of priorities, constraints, and what success will look like. Dewar's focus on cycles also highlights the importance of resilience. CEOs face constant evaluation from boards, investors, employees, and customers, often with incomplete information and high stakes. Effective leaders build habits that keep them grounded, such as structured reflection, trusted advisors, and disciplined routines for learning and recovery. Personal effectiveness shows up in how the CEO communicates, how they handle pressure, and whether they can stay consistent while adapting their approach. The book's practical value is in encouraging leaders to treat their own energy, judgment, and relationships as business assets. By strengthening the human system, the CEO increases the likelihood that the organization can sustain performance across seasons rather than peaking temporarily and then losing momentum. In conclusion, this book is best suited for current CEOs, presidents, general managers, founders moving from startup to scale, and senior leaders preparing for the top job. It is also valuable for board members and executive teams who want a shared framework for evaluating what the organization truly needs now. The main benefit is that it helps readers replace vague leadership advice with context-specific clarity. By thinking in cycles, a leader can diagnose the moment, focus the agenda, and adjust decision pace, team structure, and communication without overcorrecting. That improves outcomes in everyday execution and in major transitions like rapid growth, restructuring, or reinvention. Compared with many CEO books that center on charisma, personality, or a single company story, A CEO for All Seasons positions leadership as a set of adaptable disciplines. The seasonal lens makes it easier to translate insight into action because it naturally leads to questions about priorities, sequencing, and operating cadence. For buyers comparing similar titles, the value is in its practical organizing model. It can serve as a repeatable reference whenever conditions change. That reusability makes it worth owning, not just reading once. If you would like to support Carolyn Dewar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.